Good morning, my wonderful audience. It is February the 3rd, 2022. It's been a while since I recorded something. Wanted to share something that happened recently in my life, and that was the passing of my grandmother on January the 15th, 2022. And I wanted to just share a short tribute about her life. My grandma's name was Jane Dutahinga, and I equate her to the Proverbs 31 woman. Verse 10, it says, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies." Verse 11 says, "The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain." Verse 12 says, "She does him good and not evil all the days of her life." Verse 13, "She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands." And then verse 14 says, "She is like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar." My grandmother was truly the perfect example of what a virtuous woman looks like. When they say cleanliness is next to godliness, this statement suited her perfectly. When it came to love, she demonstrated it very well. She not only loved her family, but embraced strangers like her own family. She taught us what and how a woman should be through word and actions. Her wisdom was far beyond anything I have ever seen. She truly made the best lemonade with any lemon. She was very giving and would give you what she was wearing. She was the most hardworking woman I know. She and I share the passion of cooking. I will treasure the recipes she shared with me and also showed me how to prepare them. She loved to shop, especially for yarn, which she needed to create the most beautiful sweaters. The great things that she taught me is to give with love, to always appreciate the people and thank people. Never allow a guest to leave your house before they are fed. Dress appropriately for every occasion. Her hospitality was beyond any that I have ever seen. And I will leave you with this. God doesn't have to answer your questions to answer your prayer. Trust the process, not the promise. God handles the how of what He told you. God interrupts your plans because they are too small. Can you handle the interruption of God's plan? Which is what happened with my grandmother. When she passed away, God interrupted the plans that we had. God will interrupt your life so you can have interrogation with Him that will lead you to the impact of your life. I hope this blesses you and it teaches you that, like, one thing that my grandmother taught me is that love the people that you care about, give with a gracious heart, and always remember, treat people like you would have them treat you. Happy Thursday. All the best on this day.